This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is time for Krusty's Corner with a special guest today, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. King?
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
All right, thanks again to Greystone Roofing for sponsoring this. Brian will return on Thursday. Day Baseball on Wednesday brought us back on Thursday. And joining us now, his podcast partner, he has his own YouTube page. You can see him on Brian's Crown Global Media Daily. Vach Lombardi here with you on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's happening, fellas? Just, you know, working, doing our thing. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. Let's start big picture here, Vach, with how much of a jump you expect the Cowboys to make in 2026 based on this offseason?
I see, Gavin, that's a dangerous question, because if I get on this radio and say, oh, man, they're going to be Super Bowl contenders, they're going to call me a homer, they're going to say I'm being XYZ, so why would you even put me in this situation? That's exactly what I'm about to say. But, you know, if you just follow the breadcrumbs, right? Like, hey, man, this was the worst defense we've ever seen in our whole entire life. Not just the kind of worst defense I've seen in my short life, or the worst defense in the league that year. This was like a historically all-time top 10 worst defense ever. And they still found a way to win seven games. Now, if you just do a little bit of math, because we cover the Cowboys every single day, every single week. There was a time in week 14, 15, we were actually having this conversation. Hey, man, the Cowboys could get in the playoffs if this happened, this happened, this happened. And that was still with them going out there looking horrible on defense. Now, Christian Parker, all you got to do is be 29th, be 28th, my boy, 25th. And you know, that'll just be humongous change. You'll win two or three or maybe four more games. So, yeah, man, you know, it sounds homery to feel like the Cowboys can make a huge leap in wins if they, you know, shore up some things on defense and they go out there and be fantastic on offense like they were last year. It doesn't sound impossible, but this Cowboy land and, you know, doom and gloom is the norm.
You know, I guess what holds me up from what could be and the best case scenario is just how difficult it could be against the AFC South and the NFC West. And if those teams are as good as they were last year, I feel like the Cowboys could be a bit better and maybe not end up with any more wins because of how difficult their opponents are.
Well, it's a good thing that you play the Giants twice and you play the Washington Football Wizards twice. And, you know, Dak seems to have some good luck versus the Eagles, because, you know, how dare Dak, you know, play a good team well. So he does well against those guys. You know, you would say that you have a pretty good chance of beating the Titans or whatnot. The Cardinals get weird. Arizona gets a little weird. Yes. On paper, that should be a team that you should be, but there's no such thing as a guarantee. But I think what we all have to figure out is, you know, what are we most worried about? Are we worried about the balanced team, which is like, think about San Fran or think about the Ravens, right? Or are we more fearful of the team that's elite on one side, but they are vulnerable on the other side, right? So the Houston Texans, for example, some people are fearing the hell out of the Houston Texans, and I feel you. That's one of the best defense in the league. It might be the best defense in the league. But CJ Stroud look weird out there, you know what I'm saying? And we have to account for those things. Brock Purdy can look weird sometimes. You know, the Ravens had a weird season last year. So, yeah, on paper, it is a very difficult schedule. But if you made the improvements that we all think that, you know, Overshawn coming back healthy, Deron Bland should be healthier, your linebacker situation just simply doesn't have Murray involved, right? Mm-hmm. You would assume that you can do decent versus those teams if, and I'm saying a bunch of ifs and buts, but this is, you know, preseason, so there has to be ifs and buts. If your Dallas Cowboys offense shows up and does their thing, yeah, you could beat some good teams. You beat good teams last year. You know, you never would have thought that you could drop 40 points on Green Bay. It's just that your defense gave up the same damn 40 points. So we just got to do that same game this year.
Great Vach Lombardi with us here in the G-Bag Nation, 105 through the Fan. Vachi, I want to ask you about the offensive line, and I believe you and Skywalker Steele might have just talked about this as well. I encourage everybody to go check that out on YouTube. But the Tyler Smith conversation about guard to tackle that kind of got brought up with Joseph Hoyt talking with him at the Derby about it. What do you think about Guyton? What are your expectations for him and maybe the best case, worst case for this offensive line in 26?
So, Zach, when we go into draft world, right, you have to decide, are you floor guy or are you ceiling guy? You know, if you like the players that have a high floor that can come in and do things right now, then cool. Those are the guys that you like. But some people are ceiling guy. Some people like to, you know, shoot dice in the bathroom. Some people like to take chances and say, hey, man, I know this dude hadn't played football for a long time. He hasn't played tackle, but for 1 year he was a tight end prior to this. But, man, I bet by year three he'll be a pretty good tackle. Hey, man, you know, you can't be that guy and then be impatient in year one and year two. This is Tyler Guyton's third year. Now, I'm floor guy. I'm more of the Booker dude. I want the dude that's good as hell right now, and then he'll go lift some weights and get bigger and be good next year. That's more my kind of guy. So I don't think that this Guyton thing should be an emergency right now. This is right on track. This is exactly who Tyler Guyton is, you know, supposed to be. Now, if you look at Tyler.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part, Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears, and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Guyton in 2024 versus 2025, he was on the right track to improvement. He was going up, and we were in camp. Y'all was at camp. What's up? Y'all was at camp. Y'all was there. And Guyton was doing his thing until Guyton got hurt. And him getting hurt set him back a whole bunch. Him not having to go against Micah at camp, that set him back a whole bunch. So he needs reps. He needs as many reps as he possibly can get. And he did make some improvements. But, hey, man, you have a couple setbacks. You're totally different dude. Now, what I don't think the Cowboys want to do, I don't think they want to move the interior too much. I think they want to be super elite in there with BB and Big Tyler and Booker, because it's three Tylers, pardon me. So they want those guys to move A gap. They want those guys to move B gap. When they play the Eagles, they'll let Dak worry about Nolan Smith, Jonathan Grenard, the outside pressure, all that stuff. But you want to keep Carter in check. You want to keep Davis in check. So that's where your guards and your center are important. And Tyler Smith, Big Tyler, he is an elite guard. He played a fantastic guard season last year, and he was hurt. He'll be healthy this year. And what I think you don't want to do is to take a dude that's elite, that's all pro, and put him at tackle and just make him cool. You already got a cool dude at tackle. If you look around the league, there are worse tackles than Tyler Guyton. We just live in Tyron Smith world. We live in that old classic Cowboy offensive line world. Guyton's not horrific. He just ain't as good as we want Guyton to be. But I wouldn't want to move somebody elite just to make him okay and just to take a cool dude and put him somewhere else to be another cool dude. Stay great. Stay fantastic. And if it gets bad, then draft a tackle next year.
Vach, how do you expect the offense to get better next season?
Hey, man, keep on breathing and existing. One thing that I keep mentioning that's really difficult for an offense is when you're constantly in this shootout mode, right? So, like I said, the Cowboys defense, they were 49th worst last year. That's horrible. And as an offense, it's hard to get a rhythm. As an offensive line, it's hard to, you know, change up some of your attacks because you're always pass setting. You never get an opportunity to hit first. So what happens is when the Cowboys are running the football and they get to be physical and they're a much better run blocking unit, then they get to play action. They get to do all kinds of weird stuff. They get to mix up the defense. But when you are only passing the football because J.J. McCarthy whooped your ass, because Russell Wilson whooped your ass, I don't know if I can say ass twice or three times on the radio. I know I got one good one.
Unlimited.
But when you're constantly in shootout mode, when you're constantly in track meet mode, you're taking away half your offense because you're having to throw the football. So what ends up happening last year is, okay, well, if we get up to a point to where Bo Nix is throwing the ball all over the yard, then what we get to do is we get the bracket pickings and we get to shift one dude over here to take Lamb away and make Flournoy beat us. And we know they're not going to run the football because they're down two scores, right? So if you're the Cowboys offense, you live in this world where you get to run the football when you want and you get to throw when you want and you get to play action when you want, I would imagine that you get a little bit better. How many times did we just watch the Cowboys last year, second half of a game, you have to be perfect, and they just don't run the ball because they just can't run the ball because they're down. And Javonte Williams still had, what, 1,200 rushing yards last year? I think the run game would be better. As far as the passing game goes, I just want them to be efficient. Dak Prescott doesn't have to lead the league in passing and touchdowns or anything like that. I would actually love it if Dak could have a game like Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy where he only gets to throw the ball 12 times, gets 120-something passing yards, and you just run the ball and play defense. That would be a luxury to have something like that. But Dak don't know nothing about that, because if Dak, you know, plays bad, then the whole Cowboys play bad.
Vach Lombardi here with you on The Fan. Okay, give me the best under-the-radar move of this offseason. I got three options. You got Durant, you got Abonya, you got Devin Moore, one of the fourth-round picks, or other. Vach, who would you go with?
Man, Devin Moore, you know, in my personal opinion, might be a next-year guy. It could be Otito. It could be Otito because he's just an extra rundown guy. I think what the Cowboys really wanted to do is they wanted to raise their floor and make it hard for an offense to do anything to him. Once upon a time, the Cowboys had this defense where they can roll out the bed and get a whole bunch of sacks, or they'll go get turnovers and picks and all that. But versus a good team, they can run the ball for 250 yards against you, and none of that matters. What I think the Cowboys did this year is that they're kind of sacrificing some of that stuff. They had a whole bunch of three techs that are like decent pass rush guys, or just D tackles that are decent pass rushy upfield attacking type guys. Perrion was a guy like that, Solomon Thomas, and of course Osa was a guy like that, and they would ask Quinnen and Kenny to do it, right? I think now what they're leaning towards is like, hey man, let's just get big edges on the outside, let's get big dudes on the inside. Linebackers gotten a little bit bigger, you got corners that can tackle, and we're gonna play this scheme where you got this safety playing nickel so he helps in the run game. I think what the Cowboys want to do is they just want to stay steady on defense. I think you may not get as many big plays on defense, but you're not going to get as many big plays happening to you. And that might be just what this Cowboys offense needs, just to be true. So Otito, Ogbonya, hey, man, it's going to be a bunch of down linemen there. You're going to need three of them. And when you play nickel, you're going to need another dude that can move around and play different spots. Otito can play zero, one, four. I wouldn't do it a whole bunch, but he can. Three tech. And he's a dude that's really good versus the run. So if Christian Parker wants to be this chess player, this calculus defense to where he's mixing up the looks, and that's going to be what your pass rush is, just making your quarterback hold the ball longer, then you just need dudes to deal with the run, and Otito can do that.
He is at Vach Lombardi on Twitter, on YouTube. You see him on Crown Global Media with Brian Broaddus every day. Buddy, anything else we can tell the folks how to get to you?
Hey man, Vach Lombardi, somebody in the comments right now probably don't like me or whatever. I saw a couple people in there. But hey man, Vach Lombardi everywhere. You can find me. I'm Googleable. Appreciate y'all, and I'll be tapping into 105.3 The Fan.
Salute. Hey, Fantex loved you, bro. We're going to have to do this more often.
Thanks, Vach.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you. Salute. Appreciate y'all. Salute.
See you in Oxnard, sir. Or sooner on Zoom. Thanks to Vach. Okay, we got to run. We got 2 hours down, 3 to go. little mixed bag coming up, old Chuck.
Yeah, let's do it. We do have Brady. We got Manning. And how about we get back to that best free agent fit for your Dallas Cowboys? Maybe sprinkled in a little MMA news in there as well. That's next in the nation.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.